Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
I love it when you come to church on a Sunday, you go into the prayer room, people pray, and it hits the mark with what you're going to speak about. You go into worship, we sing songs, hits the mark about what you're going to speak about. Your friend gets up and talks, hits the mark of what you're speaking about. Trust finding Jesus in the storm today. And so it's all apt. It's all part of God's plan. As you know, the four of us went on a cruise in January. And we went to New Zealand and we had a great time on that cruise. A lot of laughs, a lot of jokes, a lot of fun times. And, you know, when we got over to New Zealand, we got off the boat and we went and visited a lot of places. And then on the way back, we had one other place to visit. And as we were pulling out of Wellington, we were told the weather's going to change. And there's probably going to be some storms. And where we were headed, we can't actually go now. And that was a bit of a letdown. And we thought, oh, well, you know, it'll be all right. So we had about 3.5 days stuck on the boat on the way back from New Zealand to Australia. And we had experienced calm seas on that boat on the way over. But on the way back, the seas were not calm. They were not calm. They were rough. There were storms continuously for 3.5 days. So much so that sometimes the boat was like that and people were walking like that on the boat. And the captain woke us all up over the intercom 2 nights of those 3 days at about 2 o'clock in the morning saying, it's going to be okay. I don't know if that was helpful. It's going to be okay. And, you know, I laid awake and I had some thinking to do because the last thing I want to do in my life is die in the sea. It's the last thing I want to do. So I'm lying in bed and I didn't share too much with Keith because I didn't want to be the stressful one. But but I was lying there and I really had to find Jesus in the storm, literally. And I thought, well, if my time's up, I'm ready. Even though I don't want to die in the sea, I'm ready. I've had a good life. I've enjoyed my life in Christ. I've enjoyed my church family. I've enjoyed the journey that I've had to walk on. So, you know, I had to come to that place and I really had to have a bit of a conversation with the Lord. Thankfully, it was fine and we made it home, obviously. But, you know, it really did make me think. As a church, we've been talking a lot this year. Our key theme is, I'm going to test you. What is our key theme? Not you guys, the rest. Thank you, Dave. Arise, shine and build. Arise, shine and build is our focus this year. And we really felt God emphasize the build part. You know, this year is our year of building church. This year is our year of going forward. This year is our year of laying strong foundations that will stay there throughout the storms of life, throughout the weathering. The strong foundation will still be there. And, you know, Anthony's been preaching the last couple of weeks about Jesus interrupted our culture of the day, and particularly when he walked on this earth. He came and he interrupted the culture. He interrupted the religious culture of the day. He interrupted man's traditions and preferences and ways and he turned it upside down. And we had Keith talk about, you know, our thinking and our mind and the things that go on in our mind and the things that have happened in the past that colour our mind and they colour our choices and our perceptions going forward and our judgments. And then we had Ray last week talk about, he said, you know, religion is exclusive, but the gospel is inclusive. I love that. And so I really wanted to talk today about trusting Jesus in the storm, because the storms come and they go, but they always come at some point. And a lot of time in church, and I've been in church all my life, and I'm only 21. No, just joking. I'm 40. I'm still not getting used to saying that. But I've seen many storms over the years, and I've been in church, and I may have even preached, and I'm sure we've all preached about, you know, we come to Christ and we've experienced this great life, and you know, we believe, you know, John 10:10, you know, Jesus came to give us life and life abundant, you know, and we really want to walk in an abundant life. But what does that mean? Does that mean that life is perfect? Does that mean that, you know, we share out of the Word of God about the blessings of God and you know, about being victorious people and about, you know, we're going to get there and all of those encouraging things that as faithful people and positive people, we believe and we preach and we say. But does that help in the storm really? I'm not sure it does all the time help in the storm. I think that we have to unpack what that means for us as Christians when the storm hits. And the storm does hit and the storm does come. But it's not about getting through the storm. It's about what you do in the storm. It's about finding Jesus in the storm for yourself. Not for anybody else, but for yourself. And if you've got your Bibles there, can you turn to Psalm 107, verse 28 to 31? Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. Psalm 107. Verse 28. Verse 29, he stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds. Jesus comes to meet us in the storm. You know, when Anthony was saying about the disciples, Jesus asked the disciples to go to the other side of the shore and he fell asleep and the storm came. Those disciples were beside themselves. Probably a bit how I was inside on that boat the other day. They were beside themselves and they had Jesus on their boat. And they were beside themselves. It's a human reaction. It's normal. So they woke Jesus up. Why aren't you worrying, Jesus? We're about to die. The storm's come. It's hit the boat. Jesus rebuked them, as he would have, O ye of little faith. And he got up and he spoke to the wind and he spoke to the water or the storm, and he calmed it. And as a church and as a people, we need to find that in the storm. I don't want to see, and I've seen over years of ministry and just years of being in the church, when the storm has hit, people have turned their back on Jesus. They haven't found him. They've turned their back on him, you know. The storm hits, and believe me, and I've been through storms. I've been through financial storms. I've been through relationship storms. I've been through employment storms. I've been through emotional storms. Believe me, you know, when the storm comes, you actually have to stand on the foundation, which is Jesus, which you know. And if you've got a strong foundation, you'll be standing no matter what. But I've seen a lot of people, you know, the storm comes and they're gone. They're gone. They're not with Jesus. It's just too much. And people drop their ministry when the storm comes. Oh, sorry, I can't do that anymore. Even though there might be a calling on a person's life, I can't do that anymore. The storm is too great. They break their relationships with friends and with family. Sometimes their marriage suffers because the storm's too great. You know, they walk away from the church because the storm's too great. Oh, there's too much going on. I just can't go to church for a while. People, that's when you come to church. When the storm is on. That's when you hold on to God's word. That's when you stand and not be shaken when the storm is on. Because that's the storm builds us. It builds us for the next part of our life to be greater leaders in our own right, to be greater mothers and fathers, to be greater workers. Whatever you do in your life, to be greater, the storm builds you. And it's not easy, and I'm not up here today giving this message about how easy it is to walk in life, but we are a lot better positioned than people out there that don't have Jesus. We're a lot better positioned. You know, and I'm reminded of this, and this year as a church, you know, storms are hitting all over the place, and they will from time to time, but as a church, we're going to move forward. We're going to stand in the storm. We're going to find Jesus in the storm, and we're going to be better people for it. We're going to be a better church for it. You know, we cannot, you and I, we are the church. It's not the building. We are the church. And if we're not built, the church is not built. And if we want to do what we've shared, you know, a couple of weeks ago about being the bridge to our community, and reaching our community bit by bit, we can't do that if the storm hits us and we can't stand. We're not going anywhere. And this year, I'm so determined in God to see that change. To see that change. You know, we are called to be life givers because Jesus has come to give us life and life abundant. Life givers, not only in our own life, but in our children's life, in our friends' life, wherever you spend your time during the week, you are a life giver because you carry Jesus with you. You carry the Spirit of God with you. You know, we have the Holy Spirit that ministers to us in the storm. It'll be okay. You know, it's that I love that Psalm 107. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Do you want to reach your desired haven? Yes. Yes. James, have you got that video ready for me? Awesome, scary thing to happen. The impact of a storm happened in Canada. I think it was in the earlier 2000s, maybe 2008. But one house with right foundations stood the test of time through that storm. That's amazing. And that made me think about us. You know, with our right foundations, we can withstand the storm when the waves come crashing, when they even try to lift the roof off. We can stand the storm because of Jesus and our foundation built on him. You know, Matthew 7 verse 24 to 27 says, "Therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. We don't want to fall with a great crash. I really don't want that. I want to be a strong foundation in Christ. You know, we call on the name of the Lord. We believe. We're saved. We're sanctified. We're redeemed. We walk through the process of what it is to live a life full in Christ. You know, we're forever learning about Christ. We're forever being challenged by his word and by each other. You know, the things that will crash and try and take you out in the storm will be things that are not really relevant and not going to make a difference in living this life in Christ. You know, every single one of us here have a different background that we bring with us today. We all have differences. We've all been brought up different. We've all maybe been in church a long time, or maybe this is new. And whoever impacted us the first time in Christ pretty much stays with us. And if they didn't have a good foundation in Christ or just had one piece of the puzzle, that's maybe not so good. That may be not so healthy. And sometimes we carry with that foundation and then we try and put that on somebody else to rock their foundation. And it goes on from there. The gospel is simple. It's not complicated. It's not about where you're going to go when you die. Well, hopefully we're in Christ. Whether you stay in the ground until Jesus comes or you go to meet him now, that doesn't really matter to your foundation right now. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you love God. You love his people. You believe in faith. You do great works in his name. You've been baptized. Simple things. You're chasing after more of God. If you've not yet experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's available for you. God gave it as a gift for us, for strength and encouragement, and to pray in the Spirit when the storm's hitting. It's not something that has to be weird. It's a gift from God. There's so many basics that form a foundation that will keep us strong through the storm. It's not the little things. It's not the little, you know, slants on things that we think about the Bible. It's the gospel. It's Jesus. He's our refuge. You know, Ephesians 2 verse 19 to 22 says, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners or strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." How awesome is that? We are a temple in which God lives by his Spirit, with a good foundation to build in the storm, to survive in the storm. You know, our foundations get shaken. They get tested all the time. And you might know where those points are in your foundation that get tested. Most of us do. It's the button pressing in our life. You know, it's brushing across maybe a wound that we still have that shakes us, that comes up, that's like the wind and the rain that comes up against our house and tries to move us. It might be people in the world. You know, people in the world who have no concept of Christ and have had no relationship with him really have an opinion of Christians. And it's mostly not a good opinion. You know, Christians are boring and Christians, you know, they're hypocrites and Christians, you know, they haven't really experimented in their life. Who wants to experiment in your life with all the wrong things? It's going to lead you down the wrong pathway. It really is. And yeah, Christians don't have fun. Well, I don't know. We have a lot of fun in church. come on a cruise with us. We'll have some fun. You know, like, you got to be careful about how the world perceives you and not take in their words, because they don't know. They've not experienced Christ for themselves. You know? They're the things that come to try and take us out. A foundation in Christ is like the anchor to our boat. Jesus is our anchor. You know, if you've got a good anchor, yeah, your boat might get a bit wrecked, but it's still going to be in the same spot in the sea. And you might be a little boat right now because of where you are in your life, but you've still got the same anchor, Christ Jesus. You might be a bigger boat with maybe more to lose, but you've still got the same anchor. Jesus anchors our soul. Let him anchor your soul. You know, when you're facing something difficult, and, you know, we've had to face, right now, a lot of you know, we're facing difficulties with our house. We've been waiting 3 long years for our house, and we're still waiting. And we've had to now go to legal preparations, and they're costly. They're really costly. And, you know, to get that news at the end of last year was a tad disappointing. Just a tad. A tad disappointing. A tad testing. And it's a storm. And your natural mind thinks, have I been forgotten? You know, I come to church. I give. You know, I participate. I love God and his people. Storms still come, whether you love God, his people or not. Storms still come. You can't stop that. But what you can do is stand and remember who Jesus is in the storm. He's our refuge. He's our strength. He's our comforter. He's our guide. He's the one who's going to bring us through bit by bit. And we're not going to come out the same after a storm, as long as you don't come out worse. Don't come out worse. Come out better. Come out stronger. Be determined. You know, God's children are determined children. You have to be determined. Have to have a tenacity. Not going to give up. And I must admit, like, the last couple of months after the house thing happened, I really struggled. We did struggle, and sometimes we try not to talk about it because it was a bit like a grief. You know, grief creeps up when there's a loss in you, creeps up, and you feel happy and sad all at the same time. And it comes when you don't arrange it to come. It just comes. And you might be somewhere and suddenly it hits you. You're going, oh. I'm going to cry. I've got to get out of this room. I'm feeling really overwhelmed. That's grief. And so, you know, we feel a bit of a loss with the house. And so we had to ride through that storm and know that God is in control, that he does love us, that he has plans for us to succeed, that he's here with us right now, that he's making us in this storm. We do not know what the future holds. For that, we don't know, but all we can do is stand and go through the process with God. I'm not going to pull out of my ministry in the church. I'm not going to cut myself off from all my friends and family. I'm not going to decide not to come on a Sunday because I don't feel like it. No, this is the time to rise up. This is the time to press in. This is the time to go forward in the storm. If we are a people like that, we are unstoppable. Do you want to be unstoppable? Oh, I've got my notes everywhere. I always write too many notes. Let me find my... What have I done here? I can't even read my notes. Ah, no, I forgot the page numbers. Psalm 62, verse 8 says, "Trust him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge." James 1, 2, verse 5 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." I got to emphasize this. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. That's what we're called to be, mature and complete, like a mature cheese, not a smelly cheese, but a mature cheese full of flavor that complements whatever we put with it. Right. Bit of culture, Anthony, bit of culture. But really, you know, that's what this process is about. And it is a great purpose to work with. We are purposeful people that overcome. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings he shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day." Psalm 91. We got to be thankful. You know, our friend right now is facing a storm, Phil. Our friend Sue last year faced a storm. If I was to go around the room right now, I know some of you that are facing a storm. A victorious life and a life full in Christ is one where you keep walking. Yeah? You keep walking through the storm. You stand on the promises of God. You allow Jesus to meet you in the storm. You know, we're not a church that is expecting perfection. Isn't that a good thing? Because I would have to leave right now. We are a church that is real. And so when you're hurting, we hurt with you, but we also speak faith into the situation. Would you stand with me this morning, church? Now, I know there are a few of you here today, and maybe you're like the house there, and the storm's come, and you're struggling a bit with that. You know, if that's you today, would you be bold enough just to, I'm not going to call you out this morning, but just to, as we've got our eyes closed right now, to put your hand up right now if you're walking through a storm and be honest. And what I want to do is if you are walking through a storm right now, would some people just go and stand with those people who are walking through a storm? And we're going to pray today. We have a story to tell, church, a story of hope and a story that has a future and a story where God comes and meets us with whatever we need at the time. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, that you are our life builder. We thank you this morning that whatever's going on, that we are strengthened and encouraged by you. we draw on everything that is available to us from you, Jesus. We declare right now that you're the God who answers and moves on our behalf. You are the God who molds and makes and reshapes for whatever purpose is needed. Father, right now we come and we release of ourselves things that, you know, may be trying to take us down. And we ask for you to refill, Lord, with your strength and your comfort and your healing right now. Lord God, you are a miracle working God. You are the God that stands to the storm and you calm the sea and you calm the wind. You are the God that has the authority. And we draw on that right now, right now. We speak to the storm and we say, be calm in Jesus' name. Be calm right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful week and day. And make sure you hang with us and have some morning tea. Be blessed.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.